Okay, we're going to deal with uncles and aunts today, because we go from relative to relative, and okay, the expression in the Shulchan Aruch is always answering the female on the male. Just the Isser is a two-direction Isser. Isser Arayis is Asser on both, but in order to speak about it clearly, both the Chumash and the Shulchan Aruch talk about which women are Asser to the men. Now, how many types of ants are there? A-U-N-T-S. How many tantas are there?
Two.
Two. Out of the two?
On the father side and the mother side.
So actually there are really four, because your father's sister, your mother's sister, your father's brother's wife, and your father's mother's wife. So there's the parent sibling, that's one type of erva, and there's the parent sibling in law, which is another type of erva. Okay, so there are four types of aunts. Every one of them is also, you're not allowed to marry an aunt. And in Siman Tes Vav, we're up to Sif Ches. Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin dealt with ancestors, with the Esther of parents, grandparents, their wives, their husbands. Today, Sif Ches and Tes, we move on to uncles and aunts. Now, here we have a very curious development here in the Seder Shulchan Aruch. It's almost impossible to understand. Maybe somebody here will have an explanation. There are four types of aunts. Two, I guess, we'd call blood relatives. Your father's sister, your mother's sister. Those are aunts. And then you have the Tzugekorna. The father's brother's wife and the mother's brother's wife. All four are Osir. Two are mentioned in Sif Ches and Tes, and two don't get mentioned until Sif Tes Zayin. Very, very strange. You look a quick look in Sif Tes Zayin, you have to turn the page. In Sif Tes Zayin, it talks about the blood relatives. Achos Aviv v'Achos Imay. And the aunt, who's a blood relative, the sister of your father, the sister of your mother, asura islay min ha-toira. They're an issa de-raisa. Bein, regardless if the achva shachia hi min ha-av, bein shi min ha-av, whether it's a half-brother, half-sister, your father or mother sister, that's a blood relative aunt, is asur. So that awaits till Sif Tes Zayin to talk about. Now turn back to Sif Ches and Tes, much earlier in the Siman. It talks about your aunt-in-law, in other words, your aunt through marriage, your uncle's wife. Sif Ches, Eishes Achi Aviv, okay, the wife of your father's brother, Mina'av, if it's maternal brother, Asur Limin Atayra. But if it's a maternal brother's wife, then it's only an issa d'rabbanan. And next sif, eishes achi imai, if it's the wife of your mother's brother, in other words, your aunt from your mother's side, so those are some d'rabbanan. So your blood aunt is always asam min ha-toira. Your aunt in law, you know, your aunt, your father or mother's sister in law, not sister but sister in law, those are pretty much derabbanan, except one of them, which is Eisha Zechiyavim Minahav.
Why don't we treat them like a
fremda?
These are all gzeres hakasus.
The geder of arayos are all gzeres hakasus, except the drabanan. So the drabanan extended the gzeres hakasus. So the first thing that I'd love to have an explanation of is why the Shulchan Aruch breaks it up this way. Very often the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam, who in turn is based on the Seder and the Gemara. Sometimes, for whatever reason, the Gemara is lav dafka in the order that it says, and Shalom Yisrael. That's the way it is. The Rambam was very faithful to the Seder Hashas, and the Shulchan Aruch was very faithful to the Rambam's Seder. You know, someone once asked me, why Shulchan Aruch is so complicated? Why didn't you just take Rav Simcha Bunim and make him the Shulchan Aruch? And he's so organized that, you know, everything's very mesuder. The Shulchan Aruch is complicated. I told him, because Hilchos Shabbos is complicated. It is complicated. The Shas and the Rambam are very faithful to the cases in the Gemara. And even though something is also in the Gemara, and, you know, 2,000 years later, Rav Moshe said, well, this is also Aser. You don't put them both on the same line. When you're printing an English book, you put them on the same line. But they're not the same. One is a Nisa from the Shas, and the other is a Dimya Milsa L'Milsa from an Achron.
Did that even Aser, they no longer married?
Generally speaking, yeah. Because there are very few Arayas that change.
Also, the grammar,
Right. So really
looking at
the Sibyl,
you see
it's
the
Sibyl,
it's the
Sibyl,
it's
the Sibyl,
it's the
Sibyl, it's the Sibyl,
it's the Sibyl,
it could be the Gemara goes in that order also. Be that as it may, that's the halacha of all types of ants that are also. Now, an interesting thing, the Hebrew word for an ant or an uncle is doid. Doid is an uncle. They call an ant, right? So it's very interesting. Doid in Hebrew also means a friend. Anila doidi v'doidi li doesn't mean I am to my uncle and my uncle is to me. Right? Anila doidi el means. It's interesting. A son-in-law and daughter-in-law are called Chasan and Kala. Why is a daughter-in-law called a Kala? A Kala is a bride. Why do you call daughter-in-law Kala? What? So I saw there, Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying, because your daughter-in-law, your son-in-law, you can always treat them like Chasan and Kala. The biggest mistake that people make is when they treat their son-in-law like their son.
That's right.
Big mistake. I'm telling you, I deal with it all the time. See, I'm going to treat him just like my son, and they do. Whatever he does wrong, they tell him right away, you know, it's like my son. He says, no, a son-in-law is not like a son, and it has to stay chasen. Chasen v'kala is always a little bit of kid gloves that you got to handle them with. Now, doid, it's very interesting, there's a piece of Pachad Yitzchak, on Pesach rather. Why a doid, because on Shir Hashirim, that's why we learn Shir Hashirim on Pesach. And Shir Hashirim, it says the Lashon Doid is all over the place. So Rav Hutner, right? So it's a lover. Why use lover? Why use uncle or aunt for lover? Why is it double up that way? So Rav Hutner writes that there's avas kurva and there's avas ishos. There are two types of ava. Ava of a relative and the ava of a romantic ava. He says the ava of a relative is begoloi. There's no lack of tznias to show that someone loves his relative. A romantic ava, there was a tznias. A person doesn't publicly show the ava. Shulchan Aruch says not to publicly show that type of ava. So on the one hand, the ava of relatives is a public ava. And the ava of a romantic ava is a private ava. On the other hand, the ava, there's a second difference. The ava of a relative is no get. You get to a fight with a relative, but they remain a relative. Avas ishus could come to an end. It's sort of a get, and it comes to an end. So we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Baruch talks to us, about the ava of Klal Yisrael to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Yerkim says Chasan Al Kala is very nice, but it can have a get. So Shir Hashirim Shlaimer uses the lashon of doid. Say Kadosh Baruch Hu, let it first of all, don't keep it secret. Let it be a public ahava. You know, all this ahava behester that it's really for the best is all nice, but I think we'd rather have it begalui. And secondly, whatever Klal Yisrael does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sticks with us. You know, there's not an Abba what it gets, so therefore it's called that type of Abba. So it's an explanation of why Doid is an expression for a friend. It's interesting, the Torah also uses Lashon Ach for a friend. Right? I'm sorry, but it says the Torah uses Lashon Ach for many times. At any rate, so these are the Surah, Lashon Siv Chesen Tez. Eisha Zachi Aviv Nin Ha'ag, Asura Lai Min HaTayra, I just said it, Aval Eisha Zachi Aviv Min Ha'aim, Ein Asura Aviv Jorban. Eisha Zachi Imai Min Ha'aim, Bein Min Ha'av, Bein Min Ha'aim, Bein Min Ha'av, Ein Asura Aviv Jorban, the Durabanans. We still didn't get to the differences yet between the Rashi's and the Durabanans, but we'll hold on with that for a moment. And we'll talk a little about the Isser Achva. What's interesting is that Moshe Rabbeinu was born from Amram and Yecheved. Amram married Achos Aviv. Yitzhak's sister was Yecheved. See, actually, he married in Erva. In the Parsha of Arayis, in Parsha's Kedoshim, it doesn't say, by all of them it says Lashon Karis, and by a father's sister it doesn't say Lashon Karis. There's Ibn Ezra there in Kedoshim, on this pasuk, in Perek HaPasuk Yotes, he says the following words, Loi hiskir einish achos ahav. The Torah doesn't say beferish the einish for marrying your father's sister. Gam loi hiskir klal einish te achos. It also says the punishment for marrying two sisters. For Hamaskil Yavin, he says. Hamaskil Yavin. And then he says, V'gam divrei Kabbalah emes. It's true. Then why does it tell you Hamaskil? What's Hamaskil Yavin? So I saw in the... I didn't spell it out, I don't know, but I saw in the Ibn Ezra we have upstairs with the notes on the bottom. They quote from the Divrei Yavin, from the Sabbath Rebbe. I tried to see it inside. That since Yaakov married two sisters, and because Amram married his aunt, and from that Avram was born, so the Torah's master, the Torah tries to hide as much as it could what took place. It says that's why in Shmais it says Ve'yelech Ishmi Beis Levi. You know, Rashi says that it doesn't say who he is. Ve'yikach is Bas Levi. Ve'yelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Bas Levi. So same thing, it wants to be master the fact that he married an uncle, and it says, and it could also be Vayelach. The first one is, why say Vayelach? People get married, doesn't usually say Vayelach or Vayisa. Vayelach, he says that he went to a place where people don't know him. When nobody should realize he's marrying his aunt, because even though it was Mutit Ben Inayach, but like Yaakov Avinu, he did it because he knew it was for whatever reason the correct thing to do. So here also, before Matan Torah, a person can make such chashbainis, and it's interesting that isser of an uncle and an aunt is not so mafurish. Now there's a chassam sefer, Teres Maisha, and he's coming to explain Taka Amram and Yaakov, and he says the following. To be magdim, just to understand, I want to just tell you a totally different part. You're not have a hanoah from Yisurei hanoah, right? There's certain things also about Orla, Chametz BePesach. Certain things also about you not have a hanoah. Let's say someone hires you to transport his chametz. Not take money for that on Pesach. You can't train. You can't bechal be achroy for his chametz, but you can't have a hanoah even indirectly. He wants to pay you to guard his chametz. Chametz is also about no, in any formal manner. A mace is also asabana. Hegdish is also asabana. But you can get paid to transport a mace. You can get paid to be a shomer for a mace. When the Beis Hamikdash, they had the kupa, they paid people to whatever it was that whatever work they did in the Mikdash. But Yisurei Hanoah, are you not supposed to have enough of Yisurei Hanoah? What's the hetzer? There's a klal. I'm sure it comes from many sources. Rav Shimon in his Sefer HaKesubis says, I remember seeing also in the Adam Uzman, and he has an Arichus on it, that there are two types of Yisurei Hanoah. There are certain things that are also about Noach. The Torah says it's a davar mos. It's not an appropriate thing. Arla, it's for whatever reason the Torah is mayis in Arla, in Kalei Akerem, in Chabbos Pesach. There are things the Torah forbids to have at Noach from because the Torah says that these things are no good. There are other things that the Torah says also bahanah, but because takeret demuula is a maila to them, hegdish, or even a guf of a mace, it's because of their special status that they're also bahanah, not because they're ma'os. When it's because of a special status, they're also bahanah, so you're allowed to guard them and drive them and get paid for it. That's not a contradiction. Not allowed to use them for personal use, but it's a different type of Isser HaNoach. Now I mentioned this, that this is an easy read. Everybody can understand it. Hegdish also about Noach, not because it's Moos, it's because it's a Hechazach. So if you're going to guard it and get paid for it, well, why would that be a problem? There's no issue. When you have a Dove of Moos and you write to Bikiyuma, you want it to exist, that there's something wrong. So that's the rule. Now some cipher. Rashi in Chumash says, right, so Bikiyuma is comes from Nisar HaNoach. And that's what Rashi says. In Avodah Zarah says it. That idea, the Sam Sefer says, it's a big chiddush. It's easy for me to say by Nisar HaNoach. Sam Sefer says there are two types of arayas. There are some arayas that are mesuah, that are, the Torah says, are demos. They're not proper for a person to have. For a person to marry his sister, or to take a sister, or take a parent, it's a double mesuv, it's a double mos. So the Torah asks it. There are some that the Torah asks, some say it's not because it's a double mos, but fakir, the Torah says, even though they're be'etzem, not a teva be'etzem, there's a gzeres hakasav that it's also. It says with certain arayas, kol hashiyasim and kol hateyevas ha'ela. Those are the arayas that are ma'os. Some sefer writes, and again, exactly where the some sefer took it from. This is in this Teres Maishan Chumash. He says that beis achayis and eshes saviv were marchit them not because of they're a teyeva be'etzem. And he says that's why Amram and Yaakov Avinu, when they stood, there was a tachlis in it before Matan Torah. When they stood, there's a tachlis, they were able to do it. After Matan Torah, saying Chachma Vein Eitzah Vein Tvuna Neged Hashem. But so there, this has some sefer wants to explain the difference, and be that as it may, that's the explanation of how Amram was able to.
Said the Vietnam with the Ashes always and the regular Achas is also two different.
So there could be that the blood relative would fall under the Teva Seila. It's right, the blood relative, right. And the one that took a covenant is really she's not Ashes Ish anymore. Right? Because she's an Ashes Ish, of course she's Asa. It means she's already divorced or widowed from her first husband, so she's not a Patsimdikir relative then. Okay, so this is the din of an Amos. Now, all of this is relatively simple. There's one aspect of ant, especially those of us who had Europeish ants, who, like in my case, they probably didn't have a big opportunity to as young people who were in the Holocaust, they didn't really learn as much. The question of whether chibuk and nishuk is mutter to an ant, whether these things are permitted or not, whether an ant says, come on, you know, like the old come on stuff. So it's interesting, those who have a Shulchan Aruch, in Simach Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin, I mean, it says that even if you don't have a Shulchan Aruch, but it's not in the copies, but in Simach Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin, it's a very interesting language. The language is the Rambam's language. It's a very confusing language when someone asks you the halacha. In Simcha Avsiv Zayin, Habechabek Oy Menashek, someone who hugs or kisses achas meha arayos shein li b'shal adam noikfei alayim kugayim. Give two examples. Achayse hagdayla. All right, chayse, once she's already matured, the little girl, you can, it's not an issue. Achayse hagdayla, an adult sister. Va'achayis aviv, or a father's sister, ukiyaitz lehen, or an aunt. Afa, now listen to the language. Afa b'shem ha'shum ha'noa klal, harizeh maguna b'yayser. What does maguna b'yayser mean? Does that mean it's aser? Maguna b'yayser. So harizeh maguna b'yayser, udvar iserhu.
It's an iser.
Oh, my satipshin. The rabbi is so confusing. Does he mean aser? Let him just say aser. Look at the language. Dover maguna b'yayser, v'dover iser, u'maisa tipshin. Shein kreven la'erva klal, ben gadol ben ketan.
He says it's aser.
He says it's aser, and he says maguna b'yayser, and he says maisa tipshin. What? In addition, it's worse than everything else?
Yeah.
I don't think he means it's worse than everything else.
All the more so.
There is sooner that aren't discussing that I'm aware.
So you think he means kissing a sister is worse than kissing a stam a woman in the street? An ancient sage?
Yeah.
You really think kissing someone else's wife is less than kissing a sister? I don't think that's what Rabbi means.
It could be
very, very confusing.
It could be meant because a few people did it, so you wanted to express that it's awesome.
You know, you never got that. It's more usher than. A katana is a little girl. It's not this. It doesn't apply. So I'll tell you the truth. It's a very touchy subject, and I got a call once from a girl's school, from a teacher in class, and said, "You're on speakerphone. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?" I said, "As long as I can say I don't know." So. So one of the questions was, are you allowed to kiss your brother? One of the questions. What's the din of kissing a brother? The girls didn't want them to know. Is it an issa to kiss a brother? Now, you have to know, it's a very tricky topic. I'll explain to you the reason. Well, what I told them then is a person's not supposed to do it once you're both adults. But it's not the same issa. Not the same level of iser as anybody else. It's a lower level, but lamaisa we don't do. But you can't say it's an iser gof. That's what I said. So I wasn't aware of this. The next day, I got an email from the halacha teacher at that school, who said, "How can you say it's not an iser gomer? It says an iser gomer." So I was already on the defensive a little. So I sent him a copy of two Piskei Halacha, which I'll read to you. One is from Rav Moshe, and one is from Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe is actually the Dibros Moshe. On Shabbos, it's on page Kuf Yotes in the Dibros Moshe. He's coming to explain this Rambam. His Lashon is, HaRambam in Mechabek U'Menashek La'achaysai, like cost of stop usr. And the cost of Harry said Maguna Biyasa, Udvar Isr, Umaisa Tipshin. Shall like cost of Devarim Elu be Isr de Chala Rayas? He didn't write this anywhere else. Shall Chay Nira. Shiramam Saiver Shaino Isr Mamish. Shaosru Chachamin. Kilan Shanemar Beloshin Lechlech Amri. Lechlech Amri is the Loshin. It's because the source is by a nazir. By a nazir, it says go, go, but when you get to a vineyard, schar, schar, go around. There's no issa, real issa for a nazir to walk through a vineyard. But the Gemara says, we tell the nazir, you go, when you get to the vineyard, go around. Who did that? Who did that?
Shimshon.
Very good. Everyone should know. How do you know Shimshon did it? Because Shimshon killed the lion. He was walking with his parents to his prospective kala. And he, on the way, he killed the lion. His parents didn't notice. You think, if you're walking with your son and the lion attacks him and he rips off the eye, you think you'd notice. So the Gemara says, on the way, they walked through a vineyard. And the parents walked through the vineyard. Shimshon went around. went around, he had this encounter with the lion, and he was able to rip apart the lion.
This is around Perek Yitzayim, right?
You're very good. I won't contradict you because I don't remember. But now, so Zutra Moshe, the language that's used by kissing a sister is Lashon of Lech Lech Amri, Shaloi B'chom Akev Hu Isser. It's not always meant in Isser. L'chein Kosev Udvar Isser Huzer. Acha Shekosev Reis Ebegud Abi Yaiser Pirushai. Ubegud Abi Yaiser Oiser Shu Dvar Isser. That's what he's saying. And Maisa Tipshin Oi Tam L'Gadai. Osa Osam Dabazeh Megud Abi Maisa Tipshin. So where Ramesha writes is it's also to do a Maisa Tipshin. It's not the same as it's also to do a Kreva La'erva. Also to do a Maisa Tipshin. That's how Ramesha calls it. Dvar Isser. He's saying Duramam sandwiches, Dvar Isser. It's an Isser to do a Maisa Tipshin and Dava Maguna. And now I do Dava Maguna. It's not the same as Bezrael Daraya. It's not the same. Shav Zalman is quoted in Madina Shloimei. He says the following: Yichud im achayis aviv imay vaday asim. Says Yichud with an aunt is awesome because nilchus Yichud it doesn't any chilim. Masha'ekin chibuk v'nishuk yesh b'zeh rak mechuar shel bitoy la'avas kroivim loikavas ish leisha. It's not the same romantic relationship. Aval mishamakir es asmai. So he knows himself, and he bring to be a mashavis should distance himself. Hapula shall he built in ishlisha who kariv ledvar isim. Sharekizeh oisin gab and they avali isha. Vachesav vachesima ishneim shavis. Even though Shulchan Aruch only mentioned one, they're both the same. Ki berambam niskar imay b'Shulchan Aruch niskar aviv. I read to you, it says Eishas Achais Aviv. The Ram says Achais Imai. They're both the same. So he's saying it's a Dava Mechuar Shalbita La'avas Krei. Like Havas Ishlisha. So also he's saying it's not in Issagomer. Now, Lamaisa, it's Aser. When I responded to this person, I apologize. Had I known the Halacha Rebbe spoke about it, I wouldn't have said anything. But I wrote to him that the language of Isser is difficult. See below from Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman. As you know, many are not careful regarding this. Students at your school have relatives who ledaveneinu ignore it. It's extremely dangerous to give any sense of equity to kissing sisters and other Issureis Nus.
What does that mean, giving any sense of equity?
If all are equally Aser, then the kalos in one would leave one to be makel in another. So it's extremely important to talk in the language of the Rambam, from Moshe of Shammai Zalman, rather than to make it a black and white issue. It's just dangerous. A girl grows up in a family where they're makel on this, and then you teach that the same thing as kissing a boy in the street is kissing a brother. It's the same issue. It's just, you know, it's like the fifth Shulchan Aruch. You don't want to equate them because they're not equal. And if Damis is they're equal, so you have to say they're equal. But Damis is they're not equal. And the Kulis of one come because there's no romantic intent, it's more of a family type of Ava. And that's Doit. Doit is a family type of Ava.
Rabbi, so, yeah. Even handshaking a brother to a sister, is that also a source of machlokas?
I doubt that Negiah Shena Shel Chiba would be usher by these relatives.
Chassidim do it?
I don't know. I don't know if how they treat their sisters. I have no idea. And there are different levels by Chassidim. You know, some are more machmer. Some have a Shabbos suda, the men in the dining room and the women in the kitchen. And why don't put the men in the kitchen later?
Because
<don't know>.
The woman would get no food.
You wouldn't get no food, right? But so I don't know. You know, everybody has his custom. I thought many times that if Ger wouldn't have all its harchokas to men and women, they could almost be a branch of the yeshiva world, because there are very few of the other Hasidic there's differences. They're very into learning, and they don't spend a long time davening, and they're into covering ground at different levels, in different groups. But anyway, they have a certain certain Messiah. Said they have a certain Messiah.
Yeah.
Madina Shlomo is written by, I think, one of his relatives. Things that suck, and I think that this one's a letter that he publishes. They have
his sister.
Did you talk about kissing grandchildren?
So kissing grandchildren, it's a bit complicated. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to kiss your daughter's daughter. So the Chalukei Deis is whether daughter's daughter is dafka, or it means all granddaughters are mutter, but it includes sons' daughters also. So if you have a lot of sons and they have daughters, it becomes very lamaisa. I think that the general idea is that it would include all granddaughters. Anybody who holds it includes all wouldn't write a tshuva about it. But Ramesha is machmir. Ramesha says that the het is a daughter's daughter and not a son's daughter. So I once mentioned this. Someone told me Ramesha used to kiss his own son's daughters. So, you know, it's very hard to know. You know, sometimes what you do is you make like you're kissing them, you know, like you kiss the air right before you come next to each other. So how Ramesha did it, I don't know, but it's a very tricky thing. And also the question is at what age this begins, when they're very young.
And when your granddaughter gets married.
Yeah, by then I wouldn't have a habit. Well, once they become big, all right, I don't know. I can't answer you. I look forward to having that experience, but anyway, this is the Shaka Mataya on it. Lamaisa Ramesha Asers, and I try to keep Ramesha's Chumras. The whole Velt knows all Ramesha's cool is, but I try to keep Ramesha's Chumras too. So try. One more topic here. There's one topic, it's a get to Uncle Zanias, but it's a get to everybody. When the Torah asks everything in Siman Tezvav, are we answering, does it mean intimacy, period? That's what's answer. Ervas achaysa gila, ervas avicha gila, it means this, it certainly means that. What about Kiddushin? Is there an issur in giving Kiddushin to such a person? What? Is there an issur? There's a Torah forbidding it. You're saying it's good. 1 second. In Shas, it Kamat doesn't say anywhere. The Maramoka for this is the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reshvav, and the Urayim. I forgot which Mitzvah it is in the Urayim. They say there's an Issa of Leisikach. Many of them it says, don't take them. Kicha is Kicha, Kicha. Their friend is Kiddush. The Chinuch says it's us. The Chmichas Chinuch on the Chinuch writes, Lo mitzasi lo bekar b'shas. I didn't find bekar in shas for it. The Rambam doesn't bring any such issur. He brings that Shulchan Aruch. There's a Ritva in Yevam Mistaf Yudei quote who says it beferish, that there's no issur kicha. The Mechas Chinuch has in the back of Mechas Chinuch the Kaimitz Lamincha. He added later notes, and the new Mechas Chinuch I'm sure is published in the main page. It was so much more fun when you read the Chinuch and you finished, and then you discovered in the back, well, much more geschmack, discovered something. But now you don't can't discover anything. It's all on the page. He said, I found the Makar in Shas. It's Gemara in Kedushin of Samos Zayin. The Gemara says that it says twice a lashon of leisikach, one that is an isekicha, and the second that ain kedushin taisa bechayve krisis. So it seems from that gemara pretty beferish that there's an iser of the gemara says one, you know, I marry them. Number two, if you do, it's not chal ain kedushin taisa bechayve krisis. So how does the Ritva answer that? This is a Rabbi Chanan in Kavit Shiurim in Ksuvis Ois Pei Zayin. And he says very geschmack. He says what Chaim was saying before. He's saying you learned the Gemara wrong. Gemara says one pasuk there's an issa to be mekadosh, but it says two psukim, so it tells you ain kedushin taifs. And kedushin tais means if you make kaddish, she doesn't become an eishes ish. A man gives kedushin to his sister or his aunt, she doesn't become an eishes ish. After the second pasuk, there can't be an iser. There isn't to be mekadisha, but kedushin anat chal. So Bacharan says the Ritva, the Rambam learned, who say there's no iser, it can't be an iser because kedushin is not chal anyway. So the meilu is no iser kicha. What does the chinuch say to that? So apparently the chinuch holds the iser is in the act of kicha that would be a kedushin otherwise. And so Michas Chinuch comes in typical Michas Chinuch fashion. He says the most illogical things sometimes and proves it. The Michas Chinuch in Reish Vavayis Bei says the following. It bothers him what Rabbi Bochana later would point out. In Kedushin Taifsin. So he says this. He says, normally, Kedushin is not Kedushin without witnesses. If there are no Edim in the room, and a man is Mekadosh a woman, he means it. He takes out a ring, there are no witnesses. It's not chal. Even they both come to Beis Din, and he says, I did it, she says, I did it, they have a video, they did it. Doesn't matter. There's no Kedushin, it's called Eidus L'Kiyume. Without witnesses, Kedushin is not chal. That's the halacha of Eidus L'Kiyume. We learn how to have examples, a kasev, dava, dava, in a moment, that you need two witnesses, or it's not chal. Zokta Michas Chinuch, listen to this. He holds, Michas Chinuch holds like the Chinuch. There's an issa to be Mekadosh your sister. It's a Kedushin. But ain't Kedushin types him. He says, wow, ain't Kedushin types him, there's still an issa. Therefore, Kedushin to your sister is usur, even if there are no witnesses in the room. Even if it's you and her are alone in the room. And you Mekadosh her, you're ready over a lav. Aye, kedushin like that are never chal. Says yeah, but in kedushin taisim b'chayv ikrisus. When the Torah says davi b'kadosh your sister, it has nothing to do with being chal. It's us even if it's not chal. So zakta b'chas chenach. So if you b'kadosh one of these relatives, even without two witnesses, why do you need two witnesses? It should be chal, but it's not chal anyway. So he says, imagine that a kayin to marry a grusha without witnesses, he's not over an aver. Kedushin atayfus by chaytala. So what? Our atayfus. So if a kayin marries a grusha without witnesses, he's not over anything. Because not chal. If a man marries his sister without witnesses, he's ever on the lav. Because the Torah means to ask her even where ain't kedushin atayfus. That's what Michael Lewis says. I'm with you. The pashtus is it has to be something that would otherwise make sense here.
There are two
brothers.
First of all, that
isn't
Beis,
it's
not Beis.
So Maramok about Hilach. Vilsila does this, is that Allah is safer? He's a sorry, what? If he doesn't give the ring,
no.
Just remind me, there's a Gemara. Taka, there's a Gemara that's easy to steer. Gemara says, if you mekadosh your sister, so you get the ring back, because Adam Yedei Shei Kedushin Taisa Bachai. So it means to give it the Shem Pekad. Kedushin Perik Beis. Okay, I'm sorry. No, that's good. What?
That's why it's over
two lavim. Okay, good. Funny to be over two lavim in the same kedushin.
Okay. Sometimes it's loyika, sometimes it's kichados, and some does.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't make a count, but yeah. Okay. The all right. So this is basically what there is to talk about regarding aunts and uncles. Glad that we say by the Siddha Kedushin Mitzivon al Arayos. So there are a lot of different takes. It's like one of the things for Sheva Brachos Torah. Why is it Mitzivon al Arayos? Shem says the Masechta Yomim says Ashik Shem says Mitzivon al Arayos. Vasalon Osarusais Fitlan. It's a Nusus line. They call the Kedushin. Why do we say Mitzivon al Arayos? Why does an Erva have anything to do with the Chasada? It's a lav. It's a lav. Is a peladika iser vehet. Iser vehet is a kadmai. Issa v'heter is on Hilchas Bas v'chalav and Teruvos. Issa v'heter says, why do we make a bracha when we're tovel kalim? And we don't make a bracha when we kasher kalim. If you tovel a new keli, you tovel in the mikveh, you make a bracha. So on our tefillah. Our tefillah is kalim we make, our tefillah is kli. And by Hagalah, when you kash it, there's no bracha. So why it's the same parasha, parashat Matos, we learn to vilas kelim, we learn Hagalah's kelim. So he says, I'll tell you a rule. On a mitzvah, we make brachas. On isurim, we don't make a bracha. Hagalah is to get the nevela out of the kelim. You're not eating nevela. He says, on isur, we don't make a bracha. On that being over alav, we don't make a bracha. Chutz, he says, except we say tzivano al arayos, because agav we're making a bracha on the mitzvah, so we're also making a bracha on the lav. Yes. So the Isaveta learns tzivano al arayos is a brichas hamitzvahs, that any time you marry someone who's not related to you, in addition to whatever the mitzvah of marriage might be, you'll also be the kind of mitzvah of not marrying your sister, not marrying your mother, not marrying your aunt, not marrying elder relatives. You mekayim all those mitzvahs when you marry Peladik, I think, no? You mekayim all these mitzvahs, Tibon Ola, right? What? So you say, we don't make a bracha on a lav. But what's making of that say? So the associated lav gets kicked in also, gets thrown in also. And that's what he says.
Tibon Ola, right?
You're eating. You're very good today. You're on the ball. The Briskerov says, he says what Chaim is saying. He is on Kneich. He says, when mitzivonu al arayis, the bnei Nayach are also mitzvah on arayis. Bnei Nayach not allowed to marry their relatives. He says, bnei Nayach are only not allowed to marry the blood relatives. The relatives through marriage, they're allowed to marry. When any person gets married today, he suddenly gets a bunch of new lavin. Tzivonu al arayis. Klal Yisrael, when we get married, now we get all of our wives' relatives' isurim. So with tzivonu al arayis, we're getting all these new arayis kicked in, and that's the bonus, sort of the tzivonu al arayis. They serpent is b'shem debriskera. Okay, now I'd like to do is touch on something. It's complicated, so the doctor didn't want to spend the whole hour on it. But can you pass these around, please? The shniyos. And maybe press a few down there. There should be enough for everybody. The shniyos. Shniyos are the rabbanans. Now, I'd like to do, with the time we have, is introduce the topic. It's complicated. The relatives are not complicated. Most of us can figure out which relatives are us or which relatives are not us. Sir. And okay. The what this list has is a sorry if I didn't make enough copies. What this list basically has is it's in the Torah Tamima, but it's not the Torah Tamima Shtikl Torah, just he conveniently made a list of all the Shniyos, as you can see. Now, I underlined 14 of them and circled 6 of them. I did this not because of my own preferences, but because Chazal say there are two types of Shniyos. One type of shniyos, which is the typical, is where they ask it in other generation. Where they ask it in another generation. For example, we said, Imai Asurim in HaTorah, we said right away in Sif Beis, your mother is in a Sidaraisa, Eim Imai in Asurim in Drabana. They added shniyos, they added a second generation. A mother is Asurim in HaTorah, a grandmother is Asurim in Drabana. The same thing in Sif Gimel, Eim Avi Imai, oh, that's only in a Sidarabana. But we have this constantly that the inner generations, a granddaughter is Nisa Deraisa, a great granddaughter is Nisa Drava. There are 6 which are the circled ones, which are not an inner generation. There are 6, there's a separate Sug of Isurim. And Chazal used the expression that that wherever a zachar is a relative, wherever a isha is a relative, the isha zachar is asa midrabanan. There may be some exceptions to it, but that's the basic idea, and those are the ones that are circled. So if you want to read the whole paragraph, stuff of Vida, now he's the Tertim is on Dirasis. Says Da the Levat Elu Arais and first Parshazu Gazur Chachamim Oid Kraivais Mishum Zerish Olo Yilmedu Mehem Lahater Arayis Dirasis. It's a siyag. Him and the Krav the Lashon Chazal Shniyais La Arayis. Kavana Shem Zeh. What does it mean? Shniyais secondary. Ki Elam for Russian Bitaira. In parentheses, he says, "In the Furash and Mamish, some are beferish." I know the Makavachaim exerishava, who could die mission maintain his bar. Some derises are learned from Makavachaim. Him ikra virishaidim. They're like a rishon latoma. They're the main. The Eilush from Gazer Alein, hein shnia islaes. Veiluhein. Now, none of us are going to memorize this list, but just to get the gist of it, I underlined and circled to get the sense of it. Aim of it. Ain imai, aim aviv. And this grandmother is not an heir of a minatayra. Aim aviv, aim imai, aim avi aviv, aim avi imai. Then you have the wives, the circled ones, eshes avi aviv. What that means is this: aim aviv is one issue. Eshes avi aviv is another one. Eshes avi imai. Those aim imai, they asiv. They asiv eshes aim imai. That's really, if you think about it, a Durabana and a Durabana. Because aim aviv and aim imai is itself a Durabana. Eishes avi aviv, eishes aim imai is like a Durabana and a Durabana. So the Taz in the beginning of the sermon said, because they're all called grandma. They all have the same title by people. And the name live there included. Eishes achi aviv may aim. Achi Aviv, a maternal aunt from the brother that we had today. Eishes achi imai me'emai mi'av. That's if tes. An aunt from the mother's brother's wife, whether it's a maternal or paternal, either way. And then bas benoi. It's interesting. The deraisa up is one generation. Deraisa down is two generations. Down. Knows bas binai is minatayra. Bas binai is, what is it, akan rachmei ha'avala ben, how many generations?
Three.
That's only three. It's not the same, a fourth generation. Okay. Bas bitai, a fourth generation. Bas ben binai, bas ben bitai. These are all very similar. Bas ishtai. It's a little confusing. Your wife's great-granddaughter. Bas ben ishtai, different way of your wife's great granddaughter. Aim ishtai, the shviga's mother. Right? Aim ishtai, right, the shviga's mother, the wife's grandmother, the shviga's mother. Aim avi ishtai, and if it's from the father's side, one more generation. Aim ishtai, another form of shviga's ancestor. Aim av avi ishtai. So all these four are from the mother-in-law's, father-in-law's side. Then you have kalas benoi, kalas bitai. Your own daughter-in-law is an issa deraisa. Kalas benoi, kalas bitai. Why is that aser? It's not shniyos. It's not another generation. It's a tzumah kavanah. But since bitai, bas bitai is deraisa, so the tzumah kavanah bas bitai called that a nekeva is aser. The wife of a zachar, they asa midrabanan. The ones in the circle are where, if this relative will be a female, it will be innocent deraisa mostly. Then the male wife is also in the issa. Okay, I hope this clear. I don't know if this makes it more confusing. I can't make it more confusing than the Shulchan Aruch. At least in a few lines. The point I want to make with the circles and the lines is not. I'm going to give you a test if you memorized it, but to give over that there are two categories of shniyos. There are two general categories of shniyos. Most shniyos are just an added generation, which is the way people say it. But the six that are circled are, because I use the lashon kol shebedikeva aser, eisha zachar is aser b'drabana. So your son's daughter is aser tumen atayra. Your son's daughter-in-law is aser b'drabana. Your daughter's daughter is aser b'atayra. Your daughter's daughter-in-law is aser b'drabana. That's the second. A second thing, and then he brings already a machlaikis ladas ezer rishayim kam eishes avi aim aviv mouthful eishes achi avi aviv me aviv etc. I'm not going to fare you on this, but there are a couple of relatives that are an added relative that are a machlaikis. That has to do with the second topic. When did Chazal say it goes up b'li hepsik? Like your grandmother. Is the Rabbana, your great grandmother, great great grandmother, all the way up to Rachel? They're all Isurim. If it's all female, all the way up, and it keeps on going. B'li hefsik. So I did make on the chart. I made a little X to denote which are b'li hefsik, which are with the hefsik. As of today, I don't have a clear guide. Why are some with the hefsik, some without? The Taz says it has to do with what people call it. People call Sapta, even if it's a great 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 grandmother, you still call her Sapta. But it's interesting. I make me Shaveras Bavor. I used to say Bavor Sha'avite, and then 20 years later I said Bavor Sha'Sabayite. And Baruch Hashem, we were already past 30 years in the shul. Now I'm saying Baruch Hashem Bishvil Sheha. I don't know how to say great grandmother.
Saba
Rabba. And someone says Saba Saba. I just ask the guy, what do you want me to say? Some of them say Saba Yite. My son says Babur Sita.
Is there any correlation to relatives not being, they're being so remote that they're Kashal Aedus?
So I had a mind to talk about this. The rules of relatives for testimony. And the rules of relatives for Erva are totally unrelated. Totally unrelated. They don't work with the same guidelines. The Arayais, for the most part, are their Agzeres HaKasus. The Drabanans are not based on Chal sitting back and saying, well, what are you close to? No, they're all Siyog. If you're going to be Mater a grandmother, you might be Mater a mother. If you're going to be Mater a great grandmother, you might be a grandmother. They're all Siyogais. And they're not related directly to relatives. Relatives are not also additional generations. Fe'edis are not also additional generations. The Gemara says Beferish that there's no connection between Erva and Arayis. One Nakuda that's a Chiddush to me, might be a Chiddush to you. We say Kedushin Toifsim be Isurei Lav. Kedushin HaToifis by a Lav. What does that mean? Who's a Lav to you? What's a lav? If you're a kohen, a grusha, if you're Israel, just a mamzer, that's the only yes a lav. Nisin, nisinim, a mamzer. Let's say a man is over a lav. He's the kaddish, a mamzeres. He gives a kedushin. Kedushin taisa b'chai b'lavim. So b'lavim, the kedushin are taifis. If another person gives her kedushin, they send him home. Nothing to do. She's an eshesish. By shniyais, By the Durabanans, how could it be more chomer than a lav? By Durabanans, we're Minat Torah, Kedushin HaTayfis. Minat Torah is Mutter. When Chazal asked, they asked L'chumra that ain't Kedushin HaTayfis, L'chumra. In other words, if someone's Mekadish, a lav, the next one that does kedushin is nothing. Someone's mekadish is a shniyais. We're machmir in both directions on someone else being mekadish. That kedushin are taifis, you need to get. Or kedushin are not taifis, and the shniyais need to get. In other words, you have a woman who needs to get from both. So it's an interesting difference, which Shemitz Hashem we're still going to get to. But these are the Surah Shniyais. It's complicated because there's too many. It's very hard to memorize, and it's not so purposeful. You know, when you have it to memorize a list of candy that's left on Pesach, at least it's useful. But these relatives are mostly relatives that don't happen. We should memorize them, really, but my brain is a little limited, so I'd rather have the piece of paper. But the two categories, that's really what I wanted to do. So we covered ancestors, uncles and aunts, Next week we get to siblings. Sibling Yisurim.